best. For the flowers bloom in season, but the season's always past. Then the grass begins to wither and the flowers start to fade. For their life is gone and their bodies have decayed. Generations come and generations go, like flowers every season live and die. But God continues on from ages long ago, and he passes every generation by. The entire human family came from Adam and his wife, who were driven from the garden which contained the tree of life. They rejected God's commandment and believed the devil's lie. Now every generation has to die. But the Lord is soon returning to this planet he has made. Like a shepherd comes to find his sheep which far away have strayed. Through 6,000 years of history man's been going his own way. But 1,000 years to God is just today. Generations come and generations go, like flowers every season live and die. But God continues on from ages long ago, and he passes every generation by. Oh, the people of the earth are like the flowers in the grass. For the flowers bloom in season, but the seasons always pass. But the Lord will live forever, and his word shall always stand. And nothing's going to stop what he has planned. No, nothing's going to stop what he has planned. For his word shall always
stand. When Adam died, he didn't go to heaven. Adam died, he didn't go to hell. Adam lost the life that he was given, and access to the tree of life as well. He could never live forever, can't you tell? Not in heaven, not in hell. Well, God created Adam out of dust. Adam then became a living soul. But God commanded Adam that he must follow the instructions he was told. The wages of sin were the same for him and for us. God would turn him back to dust. Well, Adam sinned and then his sin was found. God paid him the wages that he earned. Adam, you were taken from the ground. Back unto the ground you shall return. From the garden, God drove Adam and his wife, lest they gain eternal life. Adam died, he didn't go to heaven. When Adam died, he didn't go to hell. Adam lost the life that he was given, and access to the tree of life as well. tell. Not in heaven, not in hell. But the devil really lied, and Adam surely died when he grew old. For man has no immortal soul. Says the preacher, my life has been in vain. Nothing I've accomplished is going to remain. What's the use that I've labored so long? It won't matter when I'm gone. People, is there anything new under the sun? No one will remember the things that we have done. When we're old, we'll just look back and find death makes life a waste of time. I was king over Israel, majestic and great. I transcended all others in wealth and estate. Truly no king before me and no king to come could surpass the fame and glory of all that I've done. But worthless, says the preacher, my life has been in vain. Nothing I've accomplished is going to remain. For all the effort I spent in my prime, death makes life a waste of time. I made buildings of splendor beyond all compare. I grew orchards and vineyards unmatched anywhere. I built parks, pools, and gardens, their beauty untold. I accumulated treasures of silver and gold. But worthless, says the preacher, my life has been in vain. Nothing I've accomplished is going to remain. Someone else will inherit what's mine. Death makes life a waste of time. At the headquarters palace were all my desires. I got singers and dancers, musicians and choirs. My resources were vast, my ambitions were grand. I rejoiced in all my labor and did everything I planned. Majestic and great, I transcended all others in wealth and estate. Truly no king before me and no king to come could surpass the fame and glory of all that I've done. But Says the preacher, my life has been in vain. Nothing I've accomplished is going to remain. Now I'm old and I look back and find, for all the effort I spent in my prime, someone else will inherit what's mine. Death makes life a waste of time. Death makes life a waste of time.
What profit is it if a man gains the whole world but loses his own life?
Turned everyone to his own way.
Christ to save us all from death and give us life. My Father, let this cup pass from me, but if I must drink it, then thy will be done. Then an angry mob came with swords and spears. His disciples fled, and his hour now had come. They marched him down to a crowded courtroom. The council gathered, and then he was tried. They found him guilty, pronounced his sentence and brought him to Pilate that he be crucified. When Pilate scourged him, the soldiers took him and laid a crown of thorns on his head. They put a robe on his back, a staff in his hand, and mocked him. Hail to the king, they said. They spat upon him and beat him badly and led him off to be crucified. They nailed him up to a cross of wood and they left him there till he died. Despised and rejected, acquainted with grief, this man full of sorrows could find no relief. But he'll be consoled for the work he performed when the children of God have been born. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so the penalty of sin could be paid for everyone. For God so loved the world, he delivered Jesus Christ to save us all from death and give us
theirs is the kingdom and they live forevermore. children. See God, obtain mercy, be filled with righteousness, inherit the earth and be comforted. For theirs is the kingdom and they live forevermore. For theirs is the kingdom and they live forevermore.
Would you have to travel far to find out who God's people are? If you had to make a search to try to find the one true church, what would you be looking for when you started to explore? And after you looked all around, how would you know if you had found the Christians of the earth? Would you have to go to college, study books and gather knowledge, tracing Christianity throughout the course of history? Would you have to learn to speak Hebrew, Aramaic and Greek? And if you spent $10,000 to learn religion from the scholars, how much would it be worth? Well, the proof of a Christian is the fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within the truly Christian mind. So my friend, closely listen and be sure that you hear it. If you're looking for the one true church, then here's what you should find. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, meekness, goodness, faith, and self-control. 'Cause the proof of a Christian is the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, a Christian isn't perfect, but he's growing toward that goal. Jesus said there'd be a day when many would come to him and say, Lord, we've spoken in your name and done great works, but just the same the Lord will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You may have used my name, but still you haven't done my Father's will, and I don't know who you are. Well, if I had no love, said Paul, it wouldn't profit me at all. If I were God's great orator and gave my goods to feed the poor, and if I knew the prophecies and understood all mysteries, and even gave my life and died, my works would still be nullified. I must love dwell in my heart. And the proof of a Christian is the fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within the truly Christian mind. So my friend, closely listen and be sure that you hear it. If you're looking for the one true church, then here's what you should find. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, meekness, goodness, faith, and self-control. 'Cause the proof of a Christian is the fruit of the Spirit. For a Christian isn't perfect, but he's growing toward that goal. Would you have to travel far to find out who God's people are? If you had to make a search to try to find the one true church, what would you be looking for when you started to explore? And after you looked all around, how would you know if you had found the Christians of the earth? Well, the proof of a Christian is the fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within the ones you'd want to find. And my friend, closely listen and be sure that you hear it. You can know if you're a Christian by the Spirit in your mind. If there's love, joy, peace, patience,
gentleness, meekness, goodness, faith, and self-control. Cause the proof of a Christian is the fruit of the Spirit. Poor Christian isn't perfect, but he's growing toward that goal. Oh, the proof of a Christian is the fruit of the Spirit. Poor Christian isn't perfect, but he's growing toward that goal.
Millennials. Sabbath day, and we've got good news for you. Yes, we've got good news for you. The Bible tells the future, and its message will come true. We've got good news for you. We've got good news for you. You can trust in what the Bible has to say, 'cause it's really gonna happen just that way. There's a thousand years of holy history coming around the bend. A perfect world is coming, and this troubled world will end. All nations will be governed by a kingdom God will send. And a thousand years of holy history are just around the bend. And we've got good news for you. Yes, we've got good news for you. The Bible tells the future, and its message will come true. We've got good news for you. We've got good news for you. You can trust in what the Bible has to say, 'cause it's really gonna happen just that way. 'Cause it's really gonna happen just that way.
While he is near, change your ways.